Hi.
It's not on.
Smooth. It is on. I'm Joe. I'm studying politics.
I'm Ben. I'm studying politics.
I'm Becca, and I'm studying sociology and politics.
First question: what does it mean to be English?
Well, what would you describe yourself as? Would you say you were British if you were asked, or would you say English, or what would you say?
Well, I'd call myself British. Well, because I was born in Wales and my family's Scottish and I live in English, I'd just class myself as British. But even if I was born in England, really, I think I'd call myself British.
Yeah.
Just because, well, we're one big island at the end of it. And
yeah. See, if I'm asked, I'd say I was British, but if I'm asked, I'd say I'm English. Because my family is mainly from England and...
It depends who you're talking to. If you're talking to people from other countries, you'd say you're British. But if you're talking to someone... in Britain.
Well, I'm saying I'd still say I was English because I'd say I was part of Britain and that's great, but I'm not Scottish and I'm not Welsh and I'm not from Northern Ireland, I'm from England. So I think that does give me a sense of identity because I'm from that region, not from the others.
The first thing that would come into my head is British.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just see us as all being one.
Well, I got a British passport, so.
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't see myself completely as British, but if I'm asked, I'm English and then British rather than just British.
It's hard to define what it is to be English.
It's hard to define because
it's so multicultural nowadays.
Yeah.
And
like if you look at Scotland and say Wales, you could probably think of clearer identities. But when it comes to England, it's not more diverse, but it's I don't know really. But it's not as concentrated, and I don't know whether, because it's kind of seems to be the kind of.
Oh, right, carry on.
Okay, next question.
Because it's like if you look over in America, they're really patriotic and stuff. In English, you know, well,
England. You keep saying that.
Well, the English, I don't think are as patriotic.
Yeah.
Is there a separate English identity?
I'd say, in a way, there is. But it's not as clear to define, like we were saying, as some of the others. Because if you're from a certain country, there are some differences, and there's differences in kind of history and tradition. So I'd say there is a kind of different English identity. I mean, that goes through the whole society, I think.
I don't know, because when you think about it, separate English identity, it's like that's implying that you've got a separate English culture. And Britain,
but there
Ireland,
is there are differences.
Wales.
There are differences in culture.
Definitely. What,
between England and Scotland?
Yeah, definitely. They're like Celts, and they're, it's different. They've got completely different cultures in some ways. I mean, it's all a big mixture, really. But I'd say that they've got differences in culture, which is a good thing. And so we've got differences as well. Our history is different. I mean, you know, we're from different places. It's kind of all united, but. I'd say there is a different English identity as well.
It's hard to be separate when we're all sharing a small island, isn't
it?
What were we going to say?
Okay.
Next question. Are you in favour of separation and the creation of an English Parliament?
Well, I'm in favour of separation just because I think parliaments and democracies should be smaller and not... if they're smaller, they're going to be more representative, and I don't think democracies were supposed to work in huge kind of countries like Britain. I think they were supposed to work in like smaller states, like if you're looking in Greece, where direct democracy like derived from, they weren't huge kind of
I think it's a hard question, because if you had a different English Parliament, it affects everything massively, like the armed forces and everything like that. It's like, do you separate everything? Because if you have an English Parliament, I think that leads even further to saying there will be separation. And I've kind of got mixed opinions on that, because I'm not for or against it, really. I mean, to be honest, I think I don't really see the point in it, because I think it will probably weaken both countries.
And yeah, because
we are together in the Union, and I think it's great that there's different kind of identities and different countries, but all together we are British. So I don't think that an English Parliament is necessarily the right answer. But, like we're going to talk about later, I think when it comes to the West Lothian question, it needs to be more democratic.
Mm-hmm. Well, at the end of the day, the smaller we are, weaker we're going to be as well, not just regionally, but economically. And like as you were saying, like with armed forces, military.
Does England need Scotland?
Well, I think there's a lot of industry in Scotland that we're taking advantage of. I certainly need Scotland because you can't ski in England. But I think, you know, Scotland needs England as well.
Do you think Scotland needs England more than England needs Scotland?
I think it's the same.
Because I think there is a slight difference. It's going to be a bit controversial, but I think England does need Scotland, but I think Scotland would definitely be weaker without England, purely for the fact that England's a richer country. And if it separates, I think Scotland would do fine, but I think they kind of both need each other then. That's what I'll change my opinion halfway through. Would we weaken or strengthen Scotland or England through separation?
Both. I think some things would be weaker and some things would be stronger.
Yeah. Because you kind of maybe feel closer to government and politics, so that would be closer. That would be stronger in a sense.
But economically, we'd be weaker.
Economically, we'd both Scotland both and be weaker. England, yeah. But like we were saying, I think that Scotland would be worse off for it than England would, but you know, it's negative for both, essentially.
Why can't we just all get on?
Are you in favour of more regional governments in England?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think every time smaller regional governments, it would make democracy a bit more, well, closer
everyone
to people.
Everyone gets more of a say in what goes on.
I also agree on that. I think sometimes the more regional it is, if it's overseen by, you know, the main kind of government, but different powers to regions.
Yeah, you
can
have lots of regional parliaments, and then you can have one united kind of,
because issues are different for different places. Okay, do you think the West Lothian question is fair and democratic? I don't think it is.
Absolutely not.
Because basically I think the fact that an issue can be voted through on the back of Scottish and Welsh MPs, which doesn't affect English students, that's not what a democracy is about.
No.
That's because we haven't had a say in that. And
because the whole point of democracy is everyone has a vote and it all matters the same and stuff. Well, I understand, like, when we went to war, Scotland, if they were independent, they wouldn't have followed Britain.
Yeah.
But because it was up to us, we actually sent Scottish troops as well that wouldn't be there. So I can kind of understand a little bit, but I think it's not fair. It has to be two sided. We're one united kind of kingdom.
For example, on things of education, I don't think it's fair. Like that they can get a say on how our education systems run, and we've got no say on that.
Yeah, exactly, because they can test out policies and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly, and if we went to university in Scotland, we'd then have to pay.
Yeah.
And we're all from Britain.
Yeah,
at the end of the day,
we're all British.
It separates it and it makes it different. And if we don't have a say on Scottish issues, so why should their MPs necessarily?
The Conservatives did it
just affect England.
The Conservatives did it to Scotland as well, where they didn't really have much support from Scotland, so they could just test out policies. So, and I reckon it's kind of the same thing. You know, they were complaining that it wasn't fair back then. You know, and I think, you know, even, well, I don't think it was fair back then, but I still don't think it's fair the other way around.
I agree. What about the Scottish Raj at Westminster? Does it matter? I think it does matter, because if we're saying that it's not fair, like the West Lothian question, which we kind of all agree we don't think it is, then the Prime Minister is Scottish, as is a lot of the cabinet, and I think then that would mean that they wouldn't have a say and they wouldn't be able to vote. Mm. So then I think,
and Scotland have got a lot to offer, so
I think that kind of would make it kind of go more to independence.
The UK become a truly federal state.
About what it is in Yorkshire, and you say that bit.
Hang on, let me just think about what I'm saying. Well, if it does become a truly federal state, then I don't know what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right. If the UK does become a truly federal state, I reckon it would be more democratic, but I don't think it would be fair, realistically. It'd be more democratic because people would have a say and different regions would be represented and all that stuff, but I don't think it would be fair, because cross borders, like cross small borders, you'd have huge policy gaps, just like bang out of order, just because, you know, they're just a couple of miles up the road. Certain things could be cheaper or expensive, or you could get taxed differently, or you could have other things available to you and all that stuff.
It would be fair in the sense that that would sort out the West Lothian question, because you just have to speak on, you just have a vote on issues that are relevant to you and not issues that are relevant to just another place. So in that case, that would sort that out, but then there would be different regional differences everywhere.
I suppose people would be more inclined to vote as well.
I think, yeah, it's I think the more you bring politics, if you bring politics closer to you, you're definitely more inclined to have an opinion and a say.
Play it.
Thanks very much for your video, Scottish students.
Tally ho!
Have a nice day.
Is it recording?
Bye. Yeah.